On this wet day in Grinnell, Iowa, the rain beats a rhythm on the metal roof of a packing shed. Whitney Brewer picks up big bunches of kale and packs them into coated cardboard boxes.
These are boxes for wholesale. Harvested today.
Just outside the shed, a 15-bushel crate collects waste material. It's less than half full. Fifth-generation Iowa farmer Andrew Dunham looks at the leaves, stems, paper, and small melons destined for the compost pile.
We had some vines that died in the field, and so we don't want to market those in case they don't taste very good. But the crew likes to eat a lot of melons, and I think they've had their fill, so we just composted the ones that they didn't take home. And then you see some sunburned potatoes. Nobody wants those.
There are a few rotten eggplants and some bad carrots, too. Dunham says it's nearly a week's collection. Weather damage, funny shapes, odd sizes, all can make produce hard to sell. Dunham says on the 22 acres he plants in fruits and vegetables, edible food occasionally even gets left in the field.
Like in a beet field, you know, you might have a number of beets that are, you know, golf ball size that would be perfectly fine for pickling. But there is no way that we're going to send a crew out to pull golf ball-sized beets all day and get, you know, 300 pounds of golf ball-sized beets that nobody really wants to buy.
Dunham says most of what enters the packing shed reaches a consumer. Harvesting techniques, refrigeration, and a ready labor supply help reduce waste on farms, large and small. We do waste a lot of food in this country. The Environmental Protection Agency estimates that we threw away about 36 million tons of food in 2012. But most of that loss happens long after it leaves the farm. Dunham's wife and business partner, Melissa Dunham, says after sales, donations, and workers taking their fill, not much gets wasted here.
I would say we probably compost then less than 1% of edible food that could either be donated or consumed.
In developing countries, most of the waste is at the production level.
That's Ajay Nair, a horticulture professor at Iowa State University.
I would say it's a big number. It's anywhere from 25 to 30%. And the reason is, there are reasons, is the lack of infrastructure to move that produce quickly.
Farmers here depend on roads and trucks and processing plants that can be elusive elsewhere. And Nair says in some countries, farmers are even losing more in the field because they have fewer tools available.
They might not be well-versed in how to manage a pest or disease, and if it comes to their field, they are lost. I mean, the produce is lost.
The United Nations estimates that nearly half of the food grown in developing countries doesn't make it off the farm. Here in the U.S., it's more like 20% of fruits and vegetables and 3% of meat. Certain African and Asian countries even lose 10% of their grain, which is not nearly as perishable as fruits and vegetables. That's about five times what Midwest crop farmers lose. Dirk Meyer studies post-harvest loss at Kansas State University. He's confident some of what makes farming so efficient here can be exported to farmers abroad.
The challenge is, how do you help within the right cultural context and social, society context, and also economic context, to help them adopt technologies that you know will help them.
Take grain storage, for instance. It's been a game changer in parts of the U.S. Corn Belt. Meyer says, done right, it could also help small farmers elsewhere who want to keep some grain safely on their farms, perhaps to feed a goat or some chickens. Still, Meyer says, to meet the food demands of a growing global population, farmers in the developing world have to cut the amount of food left in the field and lost in transit.
If we can reduce those, that is a major contribution to the food production system, because it takes away the pressure of how much food has to be grown on that many more acres in order to make up for that post-harvest loss.
Because the thing is, if less food is lost on the farm, more people can be eating. And farmers everywhere will be helping curb hunger in their own backyards. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.